So I think it was like on the sixth day at night when I was reading.
Ah.
Even though I was reading,
Ah,
got
ah,
a lot of sound, my voice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then I just realized that, wow, very quiet.
Yeah,
very
the
still.
Stillness is very strong.
Like the air stagnant.
Yeah, yeah, like no vibration, nothing. That setting is so clear.
Yeah.
The awareness can detect.
Even though I got my voice there.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know the awareness, like I explained to you, when there is no data coming into the ear, yet it can perceive the silence of nature. No? That one is not dependent originating. Dependent originating means the sense data in the form of music or words or sound or vibration hit your eardrum, then you become conscious. This one, the awareness doesn't become conscious. It can be aware of the stillness of nature. Understand? The stillness of the environment. Yeah. And when it aware, no word or no. Oh. But later on when you recollect, because you have that awareness feeling, understand? You sense it. That's why you know. Despite when you are reading, you can sense nature is like that. That's why last night, after A.B. Chan, the Om Mani Padme Hum, you remember? Before that, I really sense it. And this is what they actually want, to create affinity for you all. So when you recite and you chant, you realize in be chanting, the vibration very strong. No? It really goes in. No? No. And this nature really like reverberates inside there. No? No. And this is how the Kuan Yin's, what they call four hao and mantra, and the heart sutta, when you chant it with faith, the vibration really open up your heart. That's how their nature can help you. That's why all this Da Bei Zhou, Xing Jing, Om Mani Padme Hum, and whatever they come out with the four hao, just like you all do the morning chanting. Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa. That vibration go in one another, and you open up your nature, your heart. Cultivation is like that. Initially, this one, like very, very thickly obstructed one, like cannot go in. So what normally cultivator do is, we are in the early day, I realize, every time I have faith, I pay respect, and I do my religious routine, because we fold our palm like that. There is an energy go in and touch your heart. On. Then I realize, because of the faith and the disposition, this energy starts to move this part in the center. Then when my this part move, only I realize I become sensitive. Then as I listen to Dhamma and rejoice, and listen to all this chanting and all this, this one activated again. That's how finally I come to know that once this one activated only, it can become sensitive. Then only your mindfulness can come in. Otherwise, you are always here, 100% here on the head. You're hardly aware. Very good. Sadhu.
When I realized that, there was a bit of joy. And I remember what Brother just said. Then after I read, when Brother just start to explain, when Brother Teo say listen from the heart, right? The vibration, the voice of Brother Teo vibrate here.
Very different.
Yeah.
No need to know, I go here.
not
like
here.
Like
Yuen
Chan also, when go here, very quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. No need to listen one. Let the vibration go in. Like Yuen Chan say, when she go here, very quiet. Very peaceful.
Yeah.
Very good.